Let's talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au. Hopefully you're getting safe. Hopefully you're getting vaccinated. And, we can talk a little bit of rugby.
Well, mate, with COVID dominating everything, what's been cancelled that you know of at this point?
Yeah, the North West Regional, of course, infecting both the Scone and also Crendor Junior Rugby Clubs. That's finished for the year. You can find out more through the North West Regional Facebook page. But it's been a great miracle to get most of the 15-a-side stuff off for the ladies and the gentlemen. We had a couple of weeks to go. We needed to get it out by September. But Renee Park and Gary Walsh and everybody within the juniors have done a great job in not only that space between 14s and 18s with boys and girls, but also, of course, in the 6-12, there was supposed to be a carnival this weekend where we had Scone having the Cauliflower Club Day. Because you want to find out more about the Cauliflower Club, just go through cauliflowerclub.com.au with the Paralympics on. They raise a lot of money and awareness for wheelchair sports in New South Wales. So, sadly, they're off. But again, we've got a lot of carnivals on. And it's been a great job by the crews there with Nick and also Davo and everybody that's been involved in the juniors. Has been a sensational job. We still have up in the air the issue of the Sevens State Championships, which will be held in October. So we'll find out more about that in the fullness of time in both Newcastle and also Central. We'll talk about Newcastle next week.
Mate, you got an exclusive regarding the Waratahs?
Yeah, the New South Wales Waratahs, of course, early this year were part of the Festivus, that is the Santos Festival of Rugby in Narrabri, and they played the Queensland Reds, big three-day Festivus. Well, the Festivus continues for the rest of us, and that'll be in 2022. As the return game, as we said earlier this year, was going to be in Roma. It will be in Roma, and it'll be on the 12th of February. Now, of course, on the 11th of February is the traditional Roma Echidna 7-a-side tournament, and then, of course, the game there between the Reds and the Waratahs will be held on the 12th of February, which would tend to suggest to me that Harvey Norman Super Rugby will most probably start either on the 18th or the 25th of February next year.
And the Shoot Shield could have a very interesting addition next season.
Well, it's not necessarily the Shoot Shield. We're talking a little bit about the Harvey Norman Super Rugby experience. But with the Shoot Shield, the Shoot Shield is just... the good news is, I suppose, for us, is the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires have just signed a three-year deal to be part of it.
Yep.
So they'll have to have two grades, women's and also a Colts, so they'll sort that out. But if you want to find out more about the game locally, you just go through cnau.com.au and also hunterrugby.com.au. But Harvey Norman Super Rugby, of course, has just announced that they're going to have a 19-week comp next year. 12 teams, including 5 from New Zealand, 5 from Australia. The Fiji Enduro, as we've talked about in the past, and also, of course, the Moa Pacific, was a merger of Tonga and Samoa. Moama Pacifica side will play all their games out of Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland, but the Fijians may play some games in Fiji, but more likely may play their home games against Australian teams in various areas, maybe Newcastle, Tamworth, Dubbo, etc., etc. Queensland, of course, most probably play their game in Townsville. It's one of those things, you can let these teams in, but they've got to make a quid.
Yeah,
it takes about $15 million to actually run a particular team. And while Fiji, Samoa and Tonga are first world nations when it comes to rugby, but they're third world nations as far as finding the money to make it happen. So there's a small amount of money coming out of the TV deal. There'll be some money out of world rugby, but to have that up and running will be a real challenge. So, it wouldn't surprise me if we see Fiji and Drew play quite a few of their home games against Australian opponents in Australia.
That's what it takes. And finally, the final Bledisloe Cup Test match. Even though the series is done and dusted, can Australia stand up on their hind legs and prove to the All Blacks that we can be a decent opposition this weekend, Wixie?
Well, I think we've been more than a decent opposition, but we have handed them a few of the games. But, of course, this will be on GEM, Channel 82, at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and then we move into the rest of the eToro Rugby Series starting next week. Townsville, Lang Park, Gold Coast a couple of times. You can find out more through rugby.com.au. Now, if you did get tickets for the test match later this year in Newcastle at Hunter Stadium, you'll just need to get them refunded where you bought your tickets. But as we said before, it looks like there might be a square up with the Waratahs there with a Super Rugby game of some sort being played next year in Newcastle to square it all up. But again, GEM Channel 82 will be 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon as the Cadbury Wallabies take on the All Blacks there at Optus Stadium in Perth. Interesting thing there as we do shoot through, that in spite of the fact of all this COVID shutdown, there was going to be 60,000 people that were going to turn up anyway. So that's a great sign of maturity within the market in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Because certainly the state government pays big, big money to get these events so people come from interstate. But of course, the attitude over there is to lock everything down. But they've still sold 60,000 tickets and there'll be 60,000 there on Sunday afternoon as the coverage kicks off at about 3:30 on 9 GM Channel 82.
Looking forward to that and looking forward to talking more rugby on Saturday on the Sideline View with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks.